So what is the difference between emotions and mental satisfaction? So is emotion the characteristic of the soul? Right, when we are satisfied, does it mean that the soul is satisfied? In general, it's very difficult to specifically identify where something is coming from. Suppose I participate in the kirtan, I feel very happy in it. I hear a class, I feel very nourished by the class. Now, I might just have some very, very strong musical inclination, or I may have very strong intellectual inclination. And that satisfaction and strength I am feeling, that may be because of my musical or intellectual inclination after I participate in the kirtan or hear a class. Or it may be because through those things I am feeling the connection of Krishna and I am getting connected with Krishna. So now which it is, it's very difficult to know. So when we feel good in bhakti or we feel bad in bhakti while we are practicing, we feel satisfied and joyful or we feel frustrated and irritated, whatever, then is that spiritual or is that material? It's difficult to know. So rather than focusing on where some emotion is coming from, we focus on where that emotion is taking us. We focus on not the source but the destination. Because what is happening, where something is coming from, is difficult to know. But phalena parichayate, or the operating principle is anukulnesa sankalpa pratikulnesa vachana. Accept that which is favorable and avoid that which is unfavorable. So if I feel good while hearing a class or participating in a kirtan, well, it is connected with Krishna, it is the purview of Krishna, and through that I am staying in the circle of Krishna. And that is good. So maybe right now it's only intellectual, but if at least by that I am staying connected with Krishna, then that is going to purify me, at least at some level. And gradually from the intellectual I'll move towards the spiritual. From the musical I'll move towards the spiritual. So when the emotions are favorable to Krishna bhakti, we can accept them. But we don't simply rely on the emotions alone. Oh, I feel good, so I'll do it. I don't feel good, so I'll stop doing it. If that happens, then we will just become prey to our minds. See, if we keep liking whatever our mind likes, we will end up disliking ourselves. What does that mean? If somebody starts saying, okay, I want to study now, but then let me watch this movie, let me read this news, let me go on this Facebook, let me go here, let me go there. We keep doing whatever we like, and then that person fails in the exam, and they say, what a fool I am, why did I waste my time? So if we keep doing whatever we like, we'll end up disliking ourselves, because the mind is such that it will never let us be satisfied. Now even if we go to paradise where everything is wonderful, the mind will say, yes, but and it will find some reason to be dissatisfied. So one thing is that if we like to do something feels good for us, it's good to do it. But if we keep doing things only based on whether they feel good or not, then eventually we will not be able to do anything good in the long run. So our likings are important. At the same time, our likings can also be flickering. So then unless we go beyond our likings, because we go beyond our sentiment to commitment. I like to write. That's my service. And I do it. But even when I like to write, there are times when I get completely frustrated. And just the ideas don't come, the right words don't come, the thought flow is not coming. There are what people say, you get a writer's block. Just see, why did I ever start this writing process? So, and all of us will experience this. Some of us may be good at management. We like to do management. But why did I get into this management? So that is, when you just, I want to give this up and go somewhere else. Now that is our version of Smashan Vairagya. When somebody dies, people feel, hey, this world is temporary, let me just detach myself from it. So, but actually that is not based on a higher realization. Sometimes, even when we do a service we like to do, and we get frustrated, I want to give this up. But if we do that, then we will just become prey to the mind. So even when we are doing something which we like to do, in the sense that that is our psychophysical nature, even then there are times when the mind will dislike. And that's why we need to have commitment. So, that's one side. The other side is, we can't simply go along, the mind likes and dislikes constantly. At the same time, the mind's likes and dislikes can also, some of them can be fleeting and some of them can be lasting. Now we try to do something, we can push ourselves against our nature for some time. One day, 2 days, 1 year, 2 years, 5 years. But after some time, it's just not what I want to do. So I was talking with one senior Prabhupada disciple in Australia, and he was telling me how different senior devotees are all, if you see Prabhupada disciples, gurus, sannyasis, Vaishnavas, they are all serving in their own distinctive way. They have all found their niche and they are serving in their way. So I asked him, as we become more advanced, is it that we can fight, as we become more advanced, we can fight more against our nature? He said, no. You know, as we grow older, you know, we lose the energy to keep fighting against our nature. See, in traditional varnashram, we more or less knew our nature since childhood, and then we use our nature to serve Krishna. In today's world, most often, we serve Krishna, and while serving Krishna, we bang against our nature. I can't do this. And then we find the right way. So for us to find our nature also takes some time. So if it's going on for a long time, we are feeling this is just incompatible for me. This doesn't work for me. You know, when we are practicing bhakti, bhakti is not simply like sometimes there are these marathon runs that people do, and they are of symbolic value. It's symbolic in the sense that you run for a particular cause. No, I run for the cause of, say, protection of women. I run for the cause of social equality. Whatever. Now, in these runs, who wins is not important. You just have to cross the finishing line. You ran for that. You know, bhakti is not like a symbolic run where we have to get to the finishing line. In bhakti, we have to develop a relationship with Krishna. So, yes, we want to practice. When I say get to the finishing line means, we have to practice bhakti lifelong. But if we just keep fighting against our nature and things are not working out and we are just too in a sustained way for a long time, we are feeling incompatible or we are dissatisfied, then if something is not just coming and going, but it keeps coming repeatedly and it is something which is not making us still do something adharmic, but just we want to serve Krishna in a different way, then that, rather than seeing that this is coming from the mind or it is coming from the soul, we focus on, okay, how can I, in my particular way, move towards Krishna? So, now if we are internally tormented and distracted and dissatisfied, even if we are practicing bhakti, it may not be wholehearted. And the dhami bhajatam priti purvakam Krishna says. Sometimes, in a particular situation, the mind may be so strong that we may not be able to resist it. So normally we say we should neglect the mind, but neglecting the mind is with respect to its whimsical urges which keep coming. But the Bhagavad Gita also tells Arjuna, you are a Kshatriya, you cannot act like a Brahmana. Now where is the Kshatriya propensity and the Brahmana propensity present? It is in the mind only. So you have the mind of a Kshatriya, you cannot act like a Brahmana, don't try to resist it. Nigraha kim karishyati? What can repression accomplish? So we have to see that in a steady way, there will always be intermittent satisfaction and dissatisfaction. But in a steady way, we should be feeling, my life is on track. This is how I want to live. There are phases when I feel dissatisfied, I feel just totally exhausted, exasperated with the way things are going. But those are simply phases which come and go. Overall, if you feel my life is on the right track, then casual or intermittent, brief, transient period phase of dissatisfaction are something which you don't have to worry about. But if that dissatisfaction keeps coming on consistently, then maybe that indicates that we need to serve in a different way. Okay?
sir. Thank you.